Okay.
So as I was mentioning, I'm on this path of allowing for shifts, right? Allowing for the shifts that I'm ready for and open to, right? And it's been an interesting transition into a challenge. As I mentioned before, it's a new way that I haven't tried before, right? Usually in the past, I'm very masculine energy focused when I do these goals or challenges, you know, very, you know, push, 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 grit through, get discouraged, doesn't work, right? But this time I'm actually allowing it to be what it needs to be. And that is an interesting faith place to be, to allow for almost like, I don't know, like I almost want to say almost like allowing, because I talk about this before, right? This idea of being on God's miracle making team. It's like I feel like I have this opportunity to allow for God's miracle to happen in my life, even in the form of my skin becoming like even more capable to serve me in my life mission, right? And so when I'm doing it like that, I'm not, you know, sending hate energy to the areas of my body that I'm feeling maybe wishful thinking of like what I wish it was like or not. No, it's like it's sending that same energy that I was able to cultivate as I was on my inner child healing journey, as well as just like healing the feminine energy within me, and being able to approach it in a gentle, kind, generous, self-compassion kind of a way, right? And subtle, right? And capitalizing on what can be brought to pass through subtle shifts, right? So as I said, what is it that I'm doing and not doing, right? As I'm trying to do this. So some things that I am doing, as I said, I'm keeping track of my Bristol stool charts. I'm keeping track of my photographs of my skin area. And I'm taking notes, right? I'm taking notes of how it's going, right? You know, wins, gratitudes that I'm having. And, you know, and I'm actually just currently just focusing on being grateful, right? Like, yeah, I could track and say, hey, like I ate this, this, and this, and maybe I shouldn't have, you know, like different energy like that. But I'm actually not trying to focus on that right now. I'm just focusing on the wins right now and seeing where that takes me. Because I realize on the journey, I'm going to have so many different things that kind of maybe feel like hiccups along the way, right? In the same way that, you know, when I was on my exercise journey, yeah, maybe I could have counted the days that I didn't do hormone yoga therapy, right? Maybe I could count the days that I missed and, you know, what interrupted that. And maybe I could have gotten on myself for being like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that tomorrow so that I actually, you know, get my act together or something like that, right? Like, but actually I didn't. I would just get back up again and just do it the next day, you know? I didn't really make a big deal or a big fuss of the days that I didn't get up, right? Or the days that I didn't, right? And I'm hoping along this journey it will be similar, right? Because really, with the whole exercise kind of routine for the last 5 months, I think the greatest success with it has been because I've had this spirit of curiosity, experiment, kindness, and let's just try it out and let's just get back up again and see if today's going to be another day we can add to my experiment, right? And not get too caught up on the days that I wasn't ready to experiment, right? I was focused on other things, right? And I think that's what has kind of affected my success in other challenges that I've had. You know, I had this idea, oh, I need to do it like this many days in a row, right? And I can't miss a day, or, you know, like all of these funny rules that I associated with it. Whereas this time, as I'm doing this one, this challenge, I'm like, oh, no, it's okay to miss a day. It's okay to miss 2 days. It's okay to miss like 6 days, right? Like, you know, I'm really just going for this is just what I'm doing, right? Like, and I'm not even like harsh with myself and be like, oh, like, you know, I missed this many days. I better get in this day before I miss 7 days of, you know what I mean? I'm really just approaching this as I can, kind of volunteer experiment for myself kind of thing, right? And so when I approach it with that kind of perspective, I realize that I'm just giving myself so much space to be like, no, I'm choosing to volunteer my time to do this. And because I'm volunteering my time, it's going to be a joyful thing. And because it's going to be a joyful thing, it means that I'm it's going to be a bit spontaneous, right? It's not going to be a, you know, 2 days on, 2 days off kind of, you know, rhythm for me, because I'm not that kind of rhythm person. I'm kind of a fun, spontaneous kind of a rhythm person, right? Some days I'm on, some days I'm off, sometimes I'm zigging, sometimes I'm zagging, and I'm okay with that, right? Like just like really going with the flow of who I am and what works for me consistently, right? It works for me consistently to be okay with myself, right? to just give myself the space that I actually need to be able to do the things that I actually want to do, and not feeling like I'm rushing myself or needing to follow some kind of regimented, structured, rigid thing, but actually do it at a pace that's going to work long-term for me, right? That's going to be thoughtful, that this is not my whole life. I'm not going to spend the next 5 months having this become my whole life, right? That kind of mentality doesn't work for me, right? It works for me when I feel like I can sneeze out something without even trying, right? And that is the kind of ease that I love to live life by and with, because then I don't feel like this huge pressure to perform or plan out certain things or, you know, get everything right or whatever. Like, I don't thrive with like a toxic perfectionism kind of way of doing things. I thrive when I am giving myself space to be artistic with the way that I do life, right? Expressive, creative, innovative, right? Like, and allow for that curiosity to soar, right? And not get so caught up in the nitty-gritties of what I'm not doing, but actually just like enjoy the journey is what I'm saying, right? Enjoy the journey. So yeah, it's been a wild ride already for the last 5 months of doing this exercise program thing, that I feel like I'm hitting my first, not first, but I've had many milestones, but like a major milestone I'm going to hit in like 30 days from now, when I get the special opportunity to be doing a workshop where I get to do this exercise live with other people for like 7 hours of a whole day, right? Like, I'm so elated. I don't know, you know, any other people that would be as elated as me right now about this, because it does. It means a lot to me to know that I get to do that. One, because I never knew that I could achieve the level of even just exercise / hormone / mood kind of health that I'm currently experiencing 5 months in. Like, nobody could have told me the things that I am experiencing as a consequence, a good consequence, as a result of what I started 5 months ago. I wouldn't have believed them. I would have been like, no way, no way does this thing help me affect my mood, affect my PMS, so it's like almost non-existent, right? No way could it, you know, like actually strengthen my core. Like, nothing actually works to do that. Like, unless if you feel like you're gonna kill yourself to make it happen, right? No. This doesn't do it like that, right? It's all in the breathing, right? Like, it's just so cool. And like, you know, I just would never have thought, right? And so that's kind of where I'm going with this whole, you know, process of uncovering with the whole skin, like creating space for my glowing, happy skin self kind of thing. It's like, you know what? I'm open, right? I'm open to see what the possibilities will unfold for me, right?
And I'm really delighted and excited to see where it can go, right? Like, and it's going to be a paced thing. It's going to be a, you know, week-to-week thing. It's not going to resolve itself in just like a two-day stint, right? No, it's not like a sprint experience. This is like the long-distance run that I'm okay with,